Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, survivors, caregivers, and all of our followers that are continuing to stay involved with the TBI One Love positive form of hope, inspiration, and education for those that have been touched by a brain injury, and of course, awareness and prevention on top of that. Hard to believe that we're already in the month of May. This year's been going by so fast, but it's enjoyable, and I hope everyone is ready for another month to reach their goals and inspire others. To kick off our May series tonight, we have such an amazing guest. Who I'm referring to is Michelle Wild with Brain Education Strategies and Technologies out of California. What her practice focuses on is helping individuals living with a brain injury and other cognitive conditions. And they help deal with common executive functioning challenges and really help them with not only, of course, doing better, but most importantly, helping survivors live the best life possible. She's going to be able to explain more about her passion, her work, and what information us survivors can learn from it. Of course, caregivers or the general public as well. So without further ado, she's calling in right now. Let's get this show started. Hello, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thanks, James.
No problem. Thank you for calling in and kicking off our May series with such an inspirational format.
I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
So you heard me give a brief little introduction about yourself and your work. Would you mind sharing a little bit more?
Sure. Yeah. I started BEST, Brain Education Strategies and Technology, with a former student of mine, actually. She was in my class at Coastline College, which I'll mention in a few moments. Mm-hmm. And she was graduating and wanted to do more to help people learn about what we were doing at Coastline and about brain injury. And so we started BEST. It's a nonprofit that we started about 5 years ago. And on top of that, I am a college professor. I teach at Coastline College, which is in Newport Beach, California. It's a community college. And Coastline had the first brain injury program in the country, really.
Wow.
That is from at an educational level. It started almost 45 years ago. And I've been teaching in that program for 35 years. So brain injury is definitely my passion, and it's what I've done my entire career.
Wow, what an amazing, not only more detail, I'm glad you did, because I briefly stated some information about you, but wow, that is an amazing passion you have, but also with that school program being the first, and hopefully it won't be the only one. So speaking of that, what makes Coastline's ABI program different from other available programs at all?
Oh, it's a great question. So Coastline's program is an educational program. So we do a lot of cognitive retraining. We talk about executive function and organization, all the different aspects. So all the challenges that individuals living with brain injuries often deal with, not just immediately after their brain injuries, but, you know, on an ongoing basis. We're not a medical-based program. So Coastline's program is there after individuals finish their medical rehab. And then are still, you know, some people still struggle, as we know, after their med rehab is over. And so Coastline fills that gap. And it's a specialized program. It was the first in the country, as I mentioned, and I think still one of the only programs of its kind in the country, in that it's an actual program. It's 4 days a week, 4 hours a day, and we address psychosocial issues. We teach technology, and then, of course, we teach the cognitive skills associated with brain injury.
Wow. That is amazing, and especially very beneficial for all of us survivors on top of that. So speaking of survivors, anyone, of course, with the ABI program, is there a certain point that survivors can be able to get involved in that, or is that at any point during the recovery?
At any point during the recovery, they can apply to the program, certainly. I believe, you know, usually once people have finished their medical rehab and they are looking for sort of their next step, that's really when Coastline begins to fill that gap. We certainly have students in the program that are still doing outpatient therapies and that kind of thing. But we actually have a lot of students in the program that have exhausted all of their medical rehab and maybe even 5, 10, 15 years post-injury, still struggling with some things, and they find us. And I think one of the most exciting things for me is that we are now in a live Zoom environment. And so we can take students from anywhere in the United States, really anywhere in the world. Time zones, of course, are problematic, but I have students in my class right now from Colorado and New York and Washington. We've had someone from Alaska and Texas.
Wow.
Zoom has really opened up our ability to share what we do with everybody.
Wow. And that's not only amazing how accessible it is in general and the abilities it helps survivors with, but how you just stated that it's not only being like most schools would do if they provide certain, you know, programs or certain classes, it only depends where they're located, but how you just stated, not only of course the power of Zoom, but most importantly, how you are able to instruct that with individuals from all over. Wow.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. You know, I think one of the keys to all of this, and Zoom still allows us to do this, is the relationships that get developed between the students. Just realizing that you're not alone in this, and being able to share your struggles and have a class full of other people that can relate and can understand. And it's a very supportive environment, and it's a consistent environment. And so I think the consistency and the structure and the fact that, you know, individuals with lived experience have others that can understand and relate is extremely important. So I'm very proud to be a part of that program.
Oh, I'm sure. Not only I'm sure you're enjoying it and you understand and get to experience the success and difference making it's having for all the survivors that attend, but I also think it's going to be a really good ripple effect where they're, of course, sharing it with their format and their friends, caregivers, et cetera, to really help that be accessible at every school's location.
Yeah, we would love that. We have worked with schools in the past through grants and that kind of thing to try and help them get programs like this started. Unfortunately, because of the fact that it's an educational environment and, you know, it's costly to run programs like this, we're still one of the only programs out there, but we would love to help other people, you know, start programs. And I think the Zoom environment has really opened up things to us at this point in time. We're really focused right now on looking for students from the state of California, not that we would, you know, that we don't want people from other states, but because it's an educational program, individuals in the state of California can actually enroll with in-state tuition. And so another really amazing thing about the program, because it's a community college, it's the, you know, it's less than about $500 for a semester for a person to enroll in our program. And that's for 16 hours a week of instruction. And we have counseling included in that. And so from an economical perspective, it's extremely, you know, extremely economical, especially for those in the state of California.
Mm-hmm. Very well. And again, with the Zoom world changing, how things are really available, and of course, the attendance possibility, I think that's going to be a huge push. And again, getting this accessible, not only with more students getting involved, you know, but also having it be accessible at different locations as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That's going to be amazing. And speaking of, you know, being amazing in your work that you were describing with that ABI program, first off, thank you for sharing that. I had never heard of that, honestly, but I think that is something that needs to be not only mentioned, you know, nationally and also internationally, but as well as be shared on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that we're able to talk about it.
Me too. Wow. So like I was mentioning before, with the brain education strategies and technologies, better symbolized as literally BEST, I was curious, how and why did you establish this organization?
Really, we did it because there was a gap. As I mentioned, I was working with a student who was interested in, was graduating from the ABI program, obviously an individual with lived experience, and she was wanting to get the word out. She was actually wanting to try and help older adults who might be aging in place and thought that what we were doing could be beneficial for that. I also had a very good friend who I've worked with in the past who had some nonprofit experience. And so the three of us really kind of put the nonprofit together. And our intent was to provide technology. We have an app that we've created that really helps people with executive function in a very practical way. And so we wanted to figure out ways to offer the app to individuals with brain injuries to help them with their everyday challenges. And we wanted to also look at different cognitive issues that they were having. And so we took sort of a lot of what has been done at Coastline and what I do at Coastline and thought, this was 5 years ago, so we didn't have the option of Zoom back then. And we wanted to make it available to, you know, to people around the world. And so BEST came out of that. And we have been very fortunate. We've received several small grants to further develop the app that we've created. And so we've worked on that. And recently, as a result of COVID, we have been able to reach out in different ways through Zoom. And so we've been doing a lot of cognitive webinars, and we've been offering some workshops, including what we call a strategic reading group to help individuals learn how to read again, but from a strategic perspective, because reading is often very difficult for individuals after brain injury. And then we also have some online classes that help individuals, you know, learn more about brain injury, about cognitive rehabilitation, and then deeper dives into some of the executive function areas. So BEST was really designed to teach people on a much wider basis about brain injury and about cognitive rehabilitation in particular.
That is amazing. Wow. So speaking of, you know, obviously working with survivors and your passion, what types of programs or services does BEST, aka Brain Education Strategies and Technologies, offer for us survivors?
Well, as I mentioned, we have an app. It's called the BEST Suite, and it does a lot of things in one app. So it allows individuals to learn more about their energy cycles and learn about their fatigue, what causes their fatigue oftentimes. It helps them learn how to pace themselves. So the app itself is called the BEST Suite, but within that we have five apps. So we have Pace My Day, which helps people learn how to pace the activities they do and track that information and get feedback on it so that they can make better decisions throughout their day and not sort of hit that proverbial wall that people talk about after brain injury. We also have a goal setting app within the BEST Suite. We have a task management app. We have a strategies app called Strategize My Life. And Strategize My Life is really a place where people can put down strategies that they use so that they have them at their fingertips whenever they need them. They also can rate their strategies, so they can determine which strategies really work for them. You know, one of the things that happens after the brain injury is that people use the same strategies they've always used, and they may not work the same way or may not work at all post-injury. And so Strategize My Life is designed to help them learn which strategies really work for them and then to have those strategies right there when they need them. And then we also have a fifth app called Cue My List. And that app is more or less like a checklist app, but it also has a queuing system integrated into it for those individuals that have difficulty initiating and disengaging in tasks after their brain injury. So we put the Best Suite together as one app because we really wanted people to be able to go to one place and have that one app address, you know, 70 to 75% of the executive function kinds of issues that they might deal with on a daily basis. And everything in the app is based on a model of self-regulation. So it's all about individuals learning, developing self-awareness and insight as a result of the way the app works and the feedback that they get. So that's one of our big things. And then I mentioned we do a series of webinars several times throughout the year. So we talk about executive function. We talk about each component. So we have a separate webinar on decision-making and one on time management and organization. And then we have what we call our building block series, which is not exactly executive function, but it's talking about things like self-regulation and other topics that are really foundational. So we have that series that we offer. It's usually on Saturdays. It's every other Saturday from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock, typically in the morning Pacific time. We also have workshops that we've just added this year. We're very excited about the workshops. They're multi-week workshops, so they are anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks in duration. And each week we talk about, do a deeper dive into a particular topic. So we did a self-regulation workshop a month or so ago. And we have some online material for them. And then we spend the hour together during the workshop really kind of debriefing and helping them better understand the material. And then we also have some online classes. We have a decision-making class, which we're very proud of. We have a introduction to Cog Rehab class that we're proud of. So we have a lot of different things. And then we have some things in the works. So we're very excited about it.
Wow, I bet, especially how... Again, the format with technology is always changing, but I think as well as with survivors, having the ability to be involved with an app is very successful and favorable because you're not only working with your hand-eye coordination, but other cognitive skills as well. And, you know, with that app designed for cognitive challenges, how do we survivors get started in app development?
App development is a very interesting thing. I got started with it through a grant, actually. I was consulting a grant and realized that I started with the app Pace My Day, which, again, is about energy and fatigue management. And I was doing this in the classroom for many, many years. And all of a sudden, you know, Apple came out with their devices. And so this was Pace My Day started. I started creating it about 12 or 13 years ago and actually got it launched about 11 years ago. And it's a long process because, you know, you really want to make sure that you include users in the process of developing the app that you're doing. And so I engaged my students. I told them what I was doing and told them, you know, kind of what the purpose was, and they were very interested because we had been doing certain kinds of activities in class on paper and pencil, which was not very effective because it required a lot more memory and, you know, setting alarms, and you just couldn't do that back in those days because we didn't have our smartphones. Now we do. So I started the development of the app and it was very slow at the beginning. And, you know, we went through many iterations and eventually when we ended up with the app and students tried it, I started this all just based on helping my students and then realized that, you know what, this could help other people as well. And so that's kind of how we got started with it. We have an app for Apple and we have one for Android, and
wow.
It's a very long process, but I would just say if anyone's interested in the process, I'm more than happy to tell you you know, where what I've learned, which is a lot about all of this, and I would hate to see people make the same mistakes I've made. So if anyone out there is interested, please feel free to reach out to me. But it definitely is worth it. And I think for those of us that are professionals working with individuals with brain injuries, I loved what you said, James. Having an app is really sort of like a little mini cog rehab experience in and of itself. And I call that making cognitive connections. It's a term that I coined many years ago. And the whole idea of making cognitive connections is that by using technology, you can teach a person about organization and you can teach a person about time management and all the different executive function skills. And it's a very practical experience for them. And it's something that they engage with because it is technology. So.
Wow. And that's amazing. You know, again, not only, of course, like we were just discussing, the power of technology, the availability of it. Generally, it's everywhere. We live more and more like the Jetsons every year, especially after this pandemic. But yeah. I think it's also very suitable and achievable. How you said that app is available on multiple formats, not only just with Apple. So when individuals do not have an Apple phone, they can still get involved with that. And that is what's very successful for literally every survivor.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how does the best suit help those with executive function challenges?
Well, it really addresses, you know, all the different areas of executive function. So it works on energy, it works on time management, it helps an individual learn how to better organize information, put strategies at their fingertips. It allows them to work with goal setting and to identify tasks and break things down. So as we were just saying, it really is kind of a little mini cognitive rehabilitation experience. And I think the thing about technology is that it gives you feedback in the moment so that you can kind of get an idea of whether, you know, you're on the right track or whether you're sort of maybe being distracted or getting off track. The other thing about technology that I think is really important is the best suite is the thing that will remind a person or sort of nag a person. It's not a family member. And I think that's a real big thing. You know, oftentimes technology can help in some of those areas. You know, if a husband or a wife or a kid is always reminding someone to do something, that can be problematic sometimes. And the nice thing about using technology is that technology is the thing that is reminding you. And in particular, you know, hopefully you're the one putting the information in the technology. And so it gives a person more independence, I think. And it really helps in a lot of those areas. And that's so important after brain injury. What we want to do is we would really love to help people become more independent and do more things on their own so that it helps to build their confidence and their self-efficacy and also develop awareness and insight. And that's been our goal. And so far, I think we're doing a pretty good job in that once people, you know, start using the app and can see the benefits of it.
I agree. And again, it's kind of like with anything. You have to first just try, and it's not saying just try it short term. You got to give it a little trial run, and you'll see not only the understanding of how the process works, but most importantly, you'll see a positive difference in the little things of your own personal journey. So I want you to really continue to do this process and see the growth that really is achievable.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's extremely important.
So besides the app, of course, which is amazing, what other types of webinars, workshops, or courses does Best offer for our caregivers and survivors or even the general public to really get more involved with?
Well, we have a website, so it's bestconnections.org. And if you go to bestconnections.org, you can find out a little bit, you know, more information about us. But we're right in the middle of a webinar series right now. So some of the webinars that we're offering include things like organizing your life for success and time management for success. We have a webinar coming up on decision making and goal setting. We just a week or so ago had a webinar on attention and memory. So we're addressing, you know, all the executive functioning issues. Webinars are free. They're open to survivors. They're open to family members as well as professionals. And I think that it's very helpful for all of those groups to participate. I think one of the things that we do at BEST is we really address things from a very practical perspective. So everything we do is, you know, here's kind of how you might apply it in your everyday life. And, you know, I think that's an important thing.
It is a very important thing. And I think it's very important as well as how it's available to anyone. That's what's most important, because kind of like your class, you assume that it's only going to have certain time frames or certain areas that you live in or et cetera. But you guys are making a phenomenal difference and available to anyone and anywhere. That's what's most important.
Yeah, the webinars are recorded. So if a person registers and they're not able to attend, which happens, we have some followers in England and Australia, New Zealand, who, you know, it's the middle of the night for some of them. And so they still sign up for the webinars. And once the webinar is over, they get a recording of it. And so anyone really anywhere in the world can join us, and we welcome them.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. Not only, of course, your passion and the work that you've been doing at the Coastline Community College in the history, but also explaining more about that ABI program being the first, and hopefully, like we discussed, not the last, but also addressing the powerful support that your organization does, the app that is available for everyone, and of course, your workshop, webinars, and other courses that are as well available to everyone, and also how they are recorded. That is amazing.
Yeah, well, we are so excited to be able to do it. And, you know, if anyone has any questions, we're more than happy to reach back out. I did want to give you Coastline's information in case anyone...
Please, of course. I was just about to ask that. Please.
So if you go to coastline.edu/ABI for acquired brain injury, that should get you to our ABI program page. There's some information on there. There's an application. Again, people from anywhere can certainly apply. It is a college class, so we go on every 8 weeks. We have a new series of class, so individuals can start pretty much any 8 week period. The program's designed to be about a year. We have a full year curriculum that we encourage people to take, but if they, you know, if they aren't able to take the entire year, that's perfectly okay as well. So it's coastline.edu/ABI. And we certainly welcome, you know, any questions. We're located in Southern California, but as we said, with Zoom, you can really attend from anywhere.
Wow, that's amazing. And we'll definitely share not only your contact, but more information. We definitely hope to get more involved with your work, your passion, and work together to help continue to make lives better. Speaking of how you said, if anyone has any more questions, to send them your way. Before we wrap up the show, do you have any questions for me?
I don't have any questions. I just wanted to thank you for all that you are doing. You know, you have an amazing following. I love your website. It's just so nice to see what you're doing and the reach that you have. So thank you for including us in that. And I hope that we can continue to connect.
We will continue to connect. We will work together. Like I stated, I'm going to send others your way. And please, let's keep in touch to continue to help make the life better of all of our survivors and help continue to spread this ABI program all across the globe.
I think we should. Let's do it.
Well, I hope you have a great, you know, a great evening. Have a great start to this new month. And most importantly, keep addressing the importance of brain education strategies and technologies.
We always will. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you. Wow, everyone. What a great show that was. We hope that you enjoyed and learned a lot, not only about the ABI program, but most importantly, learning about the best brain education strategies and technology. To learn more, please reach out to us on all forms of social media. And as always, continue following TBI One Love, because we are painting the world green and working together to make lives better and, most importantly, ending the silence. One love.